Sam, you came into the box posing the question, will Tasmania be ready? And is it already a case that the AFL's golden child? Well, maybe not so golden.
There's a lot of cheerleading going on and a lot of pom-poms being waved around down in Tasmania, but not a lot of action yet. Mm. They need a CEO. Brendan Gale is the guy that they want to get as the CEO. But Brendan Gale's got a fair bit going on. Doesn't really want to get give an answer while Richmond is still playing, which you can understand.
Correct.
Why? They're just about to redevelop the Jack Dyer stand at Punt Road, which is a multi-million dollar development across the road from where we are here at the MCG. They've got injury concerns. They've got a new coach. My understanding is tonight the Tassie Devils are also headhunting Blair Hartley, the Richmond list manager, who helped put together the list that won them three flags. But as we sit here right now, they don't have a CEO, which means they can't really get a GM of footy. They can't get ahead of recruiting, ahead of list management. They need to work on their coaching staff. And all while this is happening, we still haven't had a submission to the Tasmanian Planning Commission, which, by the way, will take between 12 and 24 months, of the stadium redevelopment. So that's due in August or September. You add 2 years to that. We still could have a planning commission report going ahead in finals of 2026. It's then a minimum three-year build. Now, over in Perth, Brad, the West Australian government who did it will say that it took less than 3 years to build up the stadium. Now, that's true from the first part, that first bit of concrete that was poured. But from the first sod that was turned, it was 2013 to 2018. It was best part of 5 years. Yeah. Remember, Optus Stadium does not have a roof. This is going to take longer than Optus Stadium here, despite the fact that it's smaller. So people thinking that this whole thing is going to be up and running for the start of 2029, I think personally that's fanciful. And we could have a situation like GWS, like Gold Coast, where this team is not playing in their state-of-the-art new stadium for potentially more than two seasons.
Is there the
chance?
That's
not good enough.
If that stadium is not available, that the AFL would say, well, no. We said the stadium must be there for this franchise to exist.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is delaying Tasmania's entry into the AFL.
It can happen. I don't think the AFL want that to happen. Nah. There's also clauses in the contract that they have with the government, things like, Brad, if 60% of the stadium is not built by October 2027, that they have the right to put in financial sanctions. Now, I personally don't think any of this is going to happen. But what needs to happen quickly, because they can't control the stadium right now, what needs to happen quickly is they need to get a CEO, they need to get a list manager, and they need to get this thing rolling. How early do they need a senior coach if they're going to be in the competition playing against teams in 2028? I know people will say, Sam, this is so far away. We're halfway through 2024. This will come up quickly, like Olympic Games do. It will creep up on us. It will creep up on Tassie. It will creep up on the AFL. And that Andrew Dillon has been really strong on this. We don't want another Gold Coast or GWS that are struggling to win a game in their first 3 years. We want a team that is competitive from round one of their first year.
Yeah. I think the first block will be put in place. I'd like to be as sure as winning Powerball tomorrow night that Brendan Gale is the man.
I agree with that.
And he will take it. And in the interim term, as you say, it's been a political football for a while. They're still sinking $60 million of federal money into Captain Gronewagen Stadium at UTAS. So I'm with you. I think they'll probably end up sharing the load in the first couple of years for the Tasmanian Eagles. For me, that's sad for a
state that is divided between North and South. If you end up playing, Shane, the first 2 years of the Devil's Shorey, half of your home games in Hobart, half of them in Launceston,
that's not
a good precedent to set. To say, and then, by the way, after 2 years, here's the new brand spanking new one, but sorry, Northerners, you're going to have to come down south where there's only one road. I just think there's lots of different layers to what's going on down south.
What administrator would make a decision to hem himself into something that might not happen and might happen later? Because the one thing about
Brendan Gale.
Yeah, you've got to know.
But he's the guy that will make it happen, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we think that, but it might be taken out of his hand if it's a state government thing only. And I tell you what, you talk about cost of building now, and I do a bit of work in that industry. If it blows out by 10 to 15, who's going to pay the ante? AFL's going to put
it
in.
But it is going to blow out. They're talking $750 million. It's obviously going to cost over a bill.
Gee, to tell you what, the Tassie people weren't wrapped for it. Half of them, or a lot of them weren't happy about it happening.
Still not.
Yeah.
I would have thought, too, if the AFL says they have to have a stadium for them to play, that stadium needs to be there.
It'll happen, Shane. I'm convinced now the team will happen. But at what kind of pace it happens is another question.